Do you remember the guy from Dexter?
I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. Is the guy that played like Bruce Almighty?
Oh, yeah. The guy in the office as well.
Yeah, I think so.
I forgot. Steve Carroll.
No, not him. Oh no, I think that's the other one. That's Evan Almighty.
Oh yeah, that was Evan Almighty.
That was a funny film.
But yeah, so one thing the guy said was pretty mad, isn't it? You know, because he was talking about how like his perception of himself in it, of what he thought he was, like that's just something that he built. It doesn't actually mean that's who he is, isn't it? He can be whoever he wants. Like he can change that. You know. He was saying like the person that he used to be is the same as any of the character he played in it, because that's just the person he built to like to please society or whatever in it. And then he was saying like, and it was a mad line in it, he was saying like, because he was giving someone advice in it, and he was saying that person goes, I don't want to be me, I don't want to be me either, right?
Yeah.
And then he goes to that person, he goes, great, because you haven't been, you've never been you in the first place. You've just been a version of you that you think society will rate. That's it. You've
never that's been interesting.
You know?
Ooh, interesting.
I think...
So now you start being you.
So how do you know when you're you then?
Yeah.
Is that... Did he go into it or what?
He kind of did, I guess. But I mean, I think it was more of like, you know, there's you. I guess it's more of the reasons behind it.
I mean, you know? Bro, that brings up an interesting point I was just thinking about yesterday. That was brought on by anime, funny enough. Yeah, because I was watching anime and there was this one episode.
Shout out to Naruto Uzumaki.
Nah, it wasn't even Naruto, bro. It's a seasonal anime, and it's about this guy basically in it, and he's like a shorten in it. And so he basically meets this girl, and the girl takes him like through the steps of like actually how to like live life in it and be not be like a shut in, and like actually because he hates life because he was like bullied a lot and this and that, so he's just like he's a bit of like a gaming dude, innit? So he's like, oh, life's like, life's just a crap game. And so the girl basically just takes him and like kind of helps him through his mental state and this and that. Anyway, there's this episode, and he finally opens up to the girl, innit? And he finds out basically in the first few episodes the girl is actually like, so he's like the top ranking in this game in Japan or wherever, and he finds out that she's actually number two. She's his rival, and so they basically have this like similarity of like both they think of like life as like a game and this and that, yeah, in terms of goals and this and that. So after a while he's kind of getting used to the idea of life, and he's like, oh, you know what, like maybe life isn't so bad after all, and there's a lot of stuff that can happen in life, there's a lot of new experiences that I can learn, and you know, this and that. And so he gets to a point where this is kind of spoiler territory if you know what I'm talking about, but whatever, you know, it's for the benefit anyway, for the reminder, for the dawah, innit, for the after school dawah. So he opens up to her, innit, and he says, man, I don't want to play this like, I don't want to think of life as a game anymore, innit. I want to think of it as like something that has meaning, something that has more meaning than just goals and tasks. And you know, in a game when you have like, you know, this objective, right? And then this is a side quest, and this is a main quest, and this type of thing, right?
Bro,
which can it can be useful to like organize.
Bro,
stuff
that's basically real life.
Basically real life. You know, like,
you need to get a job,
quest.
You need to get married, you need to get a house,
yeah,
a car.
Exactly. It's just a set of objectives. And so he's like, I don't want to think of it as that anymore. I want to kind of, you know, do what I want, right? Instead of what I need to do, or what I think I need to achieve. I want to go more. And then she gets annoyed.
Do what I want.
Yeah, because she's like, listen, like, you can't have like human beings, when they do whatever they want, they get nowhere basically. Yeah, they're just stagnant. And so I was, and then obviously like more stuff happens, but I was just thinking like that she has a point and he has a point. Yeah, he has a point, because you shouldn't think of life as solely a set of objectives. Otherwise, you're gonna be putting on this mask, like Muhammad was saying. Yeah, you're gonna be putting on this kind of personality to be someone and to do some things that you don't want to do, and to be someone you don't want to be, just because you think you need to do it. Yeah. So she has a point as thinking of life as a set of objectives and goals. And he also has a point because if you just do that, then you're just gonna life will have no meaning. Yeah, everything will be as they put it in the anime. Everything will be as though you're not the character. You're not the character themselves. Yeah, in the game.
Yeah, you're rather the
player that's controlling the character. Yeah,
yeah.
Everything is kind of like away from you. Everything's kind of separated from you. Nothing has meaning because you're not actually that person doing that thing at that time. You're just someone else controlling that body, for example.
It's like a puppet, like a robot.
Yeah, you're just repeating stuff again and again and doing different things because you're supposed to.
It's the same thing. It's like you're basically an actor in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're playing in a movie, bro.
You know? Exactly. You have this mask on, and so there's this striking balance between, you know, doing that, putting on a mask and doing these objectives and things you're supposed to do in life. And there's also the other side, which is doing what you want to do and going out and achieving your dreams and your needs and your desires, right? And you have to do a bit of both. Like when you go to a job, right, you have to put on this kind of act of being friendly, being, you know, sociable, respecting your boss, respecting your colleagues. And then obviously with your boys, you're chill, you take that mask off. But if you're like that with your boys as well, then it's just going to seem like nothing has meaning. None of your connections have meaning. You just make connections because you're supposed to make connections for your benefit. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously you'll
that's
have
where your... That's the psycho behavior starts.
You'll have your interviewer, for a job, innit?
Yeah.
Obviously, with the interviewer, you're probably... I don't know, you might see him again, innit? But it'll obviously just be a professional relationship, innit?
Yeah.
So obviously, you're going to be there and make sure that you're professional, you're friendly, you do whatever,
well dressed, smelling nice,
you're basically going to try and please the person, innit? But that's like a one off thing, you get what I mean? Then imagine, like Sal said, you do it with your friends. Me and Tahmin meet every single week and I'm like, yo, time to put on this mask.
Oh, nice to meet you. What's up? Wow, really? Wow.
In my mind I'm like, I hate this person. Yo, Tahmin, long time no see, I missed you, man. Oh, I hate this guy, man.
It's suppressing your need to be yourself, and you're not bringing any benefit to yourself. Ultimately it's just meaningless, right?
Bro, so mad, man.
If you can't be yourself, you're not free.
Yeah.
Speaking of, more anime, but you guys not caught up with Attack on Titan, right?
And I haven't watched past season one, bro. No.
Bro, season four is crazy.
Yeah.
Because the whole genre just does a complete 180, gets flipped upside down and thrown out of the earth.
Yo, Tamid, has this got anything to do with the episode? Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say it. I don't want to say it because you guys haven't watched it, but it's basically I'll keep it very vague. It's about it's mainly about the, you know, like moral compasses and you know, war and genocide and human rights and wrongs.
Yeah,
and it's crazy
because
it looks at things from different perspectives, not just the main character's perspective anymore.
Yeah,
and it just makes you question, like. Like, there's a reason for everything. People turn out the way they are because of the way they're brought up or the way they're told to act or the way whatever, you know. And I'll just say one quote from Eren because it's like he goes, he had mad development in it. So he goes, he hates people that aren't the biggest thing he hates in this world is he hates people that aren't free. And you know what? It's kind of true here as well. Like, you can tell when someone's not free, when someone's like trapped in something or, you know, restricted by something. And like, you know, they're just put in an act.
Yeah.
And it's not that you can hate it. I wouldn't hate it because there's a reason for it. But it's just like, what got them to this point?
You just question it. Like, what's making you happy ultimately then? You know?
What do you have to live for?
Yeah. What's behind that?
We're constantly like sort of shown that happiness is all of that. Happiness is you having, you know, a good job, having a big house, a big car in it, a big car. Yeah, if you have a family, I guess. But that's what happiness is, isn't it? We've been painted a picture of what happiness is, and I guess all of us are just trying to run towards that. Whilst, you know, the people, like, we're all running towards that by working at you know, big companies and stuff, innit? Whilst the people at the top are just chilling, man. You know, just looking at us like, this person will never be as rich as me, no matter how much he tries, you know.
Yeah,
and that's the 1%, innit?
you know, and it's not that anyone's told us that that's what happiness is. Because if you ask someone, obviously they'll be like, happiness isn't big car, big house, all that. They'll be like that. It's not that we've been told that. It's we've been shown it. What people say goes against what people have. Yeah, it's like you can say, anyone will say, there's no happiness in nice car, nice house, all that. And you'd be like, yeah, true. But then when you see someone with a nice house, nice car, you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, they seem happy.
It just
like,
looks nice.
Because that's how we've been designed. And we grew up thinking like, yo, this is happiness. You know? Like, you watch a movie, like, bro, like, you can't grow up, and like, watching movies and everything, and then you see a Lamborghini and you don't get gassed.
Yeah.
You know,
because
you see, like, you see
the road, you're like, you won't see any other cars.
You know,
no one sees it like a Polo. Yo, that engine, bro. You know how it is, yo,
Polo.
That's spoiling.
But yeah, man. So, I guess like I've mentioned this before, innit? You know, like talking about pride and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it links a lot to this. Like I'd say, if to really allow yourself to be happy, the first thing you need to do is get rid of pride. Get rid of high expectations for yourself, because that's what's going to stop you from being you, you know, like you say, you know, if you if you're not so prideful on things, you know, because it's pride what tells us that, oh, you know, pride is what gets us to think, oh, what does this person think about me, innit? What does that person think about me, this, that, innit? So obviously you get rid of it, it's going to be much easier. And I did mention like how liberating it is to get rid of pride in a previous episode.
Yeah.
So inshallah, that's something we can try and do as well.
Inshallah.
I was actually thinking about something.
A person with an atom's worth of pride cannot enter Jannah. An atom's worth. Remember.
Oh, what was the other one? It was not an atom, a different one. It's the same hadith, and it was just a different word that was used.
Oh, right.
What was it? A moss?
An ounce?
A rice grain, was it? Was it a rice grain? Or something? I don't know.
I don't even know.
Is it like a speck of dust?
Something like that. I get a morsel of dust, something like that, innit? Like
something along those lines, I'll get you.
But yeah, exactly, man. And that's scary, bro. That's scary as hell.
Yeah.
Because all of us have some pride. Some. Malad, definitely.
Like, out of everything Allah could have mentioned, innit? It was pride for that. Like, just a little bit of it, bro. Just a little bit of it. You know? And it will stop you from entering Jannah, bro. That is crazy,
and it fits and makes sense, because what's the one thing that stopped Shaitan from what doing sujood?
Yeah,
it was his pride and arrogance, isn't it?
Yeah, and I guess it's like the one thing that goes against taqwa as well. You know, like, can you really truly say you have taqwa if you're prideful of yourself?
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
true. Only Allah deserves true.
But yeah, pride. I was thinking, you know, in terms of like high expectations. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, like, do you have high expectations when it comes to your sort of your enjoyment or your leisure time?
What do you mean? What kind of expectations?
Okay, so what I mean by this is, I'm like, okay, let's say, like, obviously quarantine, because of quarantine, a lot of us have been very bored in it, so we're constantly trying to figure out things to do, like, obviously outside of studying in it, figuring out things to do to entertain ourselves in it, right? And then let's say if a day goes by where we don't entertain ourselves, we're just like complaining so much about how bored we are, about how there's nothing to do, right? That's what I mean by high expectation, as in we have a high expectation to always be entertained, to always have fun. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, if we're not working, if we're not doing something else in it, then we should be having fun. And that's in our mind. You know, when in reality, like, yo, what's wrong with just sitting there and not doing nothing for an hour? You get what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, just chilling for an hour. Like, why are you putting such a high expectation
like
for
someone.
No, I get what you mean, especially because in like when you're actually doing something, you're not even doing that something that's interesting. You're just like, you know, watching a movie
kind
or like
half,
playing games.
Half
or
in it,
yeah.
Because who actually sits down and watches the movie and pays attention throughout the whole thing?
Yeah, legit.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It's because you'll always get distracted here and there.
I think it's just that we value, I guess it's just a human nature. Like I guess it's not human nature, but it's more of a first world problem, innit? Like, as soon as someone's bored in this kind of like society of high living standards, or, you know, well, much highly concerned is compared to like third world countries.
You constantly need, what do you call it? Stimulation.
Stimulation, yeah. Like
constantly need something.
Oh, we're talking about stimulation.
The environment has just educated you that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't just like be sitting down and doing nothing. Yeah. Like imagine,
We need that. We need that firing.
Yeah.
The receptive firing.
I think it's a terrible thing. Like that in itself, I think is a big problem for the Muslim youth, even because like if that wasn't there, I'd argue that a lot of sinful habits wouldn't even exist.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't even be.
Or at least it'd be very much dumbed down.
Yeah, because we're constantly trying to fill up our leisure time.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, that's something I've been thinking about recently, pretty much.
That's interesting. Like, just imagine the times you've gone on YouTube and you don't even feel like watching something, but you just end up watching something just because you don't want to be bored. That's literally the only reason. Like, at that point, you know, everything... You're basically doing everything contradictory to what the environment has taught you, where you do things because it brings you happiness, right? You're not actually doing that, if you think about it. You're not actually... watching YouTube because it brings you happiness, rather that it's just that you don't want to be poor. Like that's how severe exactly it gets in terms of a mental state. Imagine how like brainwashed or like kind of manipulated you need to be by this environment to just. And I'm guilty of it myself. You know, I'll go on like
it's kind of like YouTube, like it's kind of like being addicted to the environment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You, you constantly need like that new dosage or that new new fix. Yeah.
And it's actually the same when you bring up addiction just now. It's actually the same as like a drug addicts, because a lot of the time when they're addicted, they don't do it because they want a new experience or a new high. They just don't want the current feeling they're feeling right now. Yeah, they just want to get rid of that. And that's the only reason. Yeah. And it's the same thing with like YouTube, movies, whatever, games. You're just doing it because you don't want to be bored.
Yeah. And I realized this, like, during quarantine, innit? You know? Because, like, I'll have days where obviously you're a lot more free, innit? So I'll have days and I'll be thinking to myself, oh, crap. Like I'll wake up in the morning, innit? Yeah. And I'll just be bare, like, depressed because I'm like, I have nothing to do. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll just
go back to sleep. Exactly. And you don't question, like, wait, why is that a bad thing? Like, why am I thinking of that as, like, a bad thing? You don't question it.
And then, like, I'm just upset. Like, my evening, I have nothing to do. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to watch a movie because I've already, like, watched, like, 10 movies already.
At one point you just get numb to it and you're like, yo, how many movies am I gonna watch? Reminds me of that time in year 10 when I just binge watched Marvel movies. Do you guys remember that?
Nah.
I'm not sure,
like,
if I remember
year 10 holidays and I just watched every single Marvel movie.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Like a week.
Oh yeah, this guy knew nothing about Marvel and then next thing you know,
I've been watching so much anime, bro, back then. Oh my god, such a waste of time, bro. I could have been revised for GCSE shit. No, this is the reason why I didn't like do well by GCSE exams, bro. It's because all I had in my brain were anime openings, bro.
Just thinking about the next episode. See, that's what back then, actually, that's when I could safely say I was happy to do that stuff.
Man. Yeah. Now I can't
games,
get into
zombies and stuff.
Like that.
I wouldn't play it because I was bored. I'd play it because it made me happy.
Yeah.
Like with the boys playing zombies at night, trying to beat our last round or something.
Exactly, man. Bro, that's a statement, though. Like, I played it because it made me happy, not because I was bored.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. Like, that's
imagine
what
if
want.
You could be like that with Islamic stuff, bro.
Yeah, man.
That'd be like.
Yeah. If you want to reach that level with Islam, I'm telling you, like, if you pray because you're happy and not because you're forced to or because it's just an obligation, but because it makes you happy and stress free, bro, from that point on, you will love.
Exactly.
You'll fall in
that's
love
the
with
final
Islam.
Part. What is it, like Islam, Ihsan, and
is that that thing you?
Yeah. Islam, Ihsan, and Iman. I think right. Or something like that. Is it? But like that's the final stage. That's the highest. I forget which order it is in, but that's like the final stage of the level of belief, right?
You know, like a way that I like to look at it in it when it comes to prayer is that, like, you know, life. Everything in life is unpredictable.
Yeah.
Everything. Yes. Like anything can change, right? Like, let's say my morning, something could change, something could go completely different from how I'd expect it to go in it. But the only thing that remains fixed and constant is your prayer.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can guarantee. The only thing that is fixed is your prayer, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and there's something very like peaceful and like comforting about that, innit?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this is the only like fixed thing, you know? Everything else is kind of crazy going around. So sometimes it's really nice, man. I remember, like, during, this was maybe like a couple of years back, innit? You know, maybe during revision time or whatever, innit? Right? I'd be like having very busy days, innit? Right? Loads of different things going around. I'm sweating. And I remember how nice it was to, like, you know, go into Chaufferon Mosque in the middle of the day whilst I'm sweating, bro, and it's like nice and cool inside. Damn it, the feeling.
And it's nice
and cool inside, and then you just pray, bro. You take a break from life, you know.
True. I remember, just go upstairs, bro. When we used to go to the mosque and pray after gym,
or we'd go to the park and then we'd go to the mosque afterwards.
That we see at the back of the vibe. You know, at the top, innit, on the top floor. See at the back, upstairs, near the door, just walk in,
it'd be completely empty. There's just like half a sub and a few other people that we do. We just go upstairs, sit down, get ready, pray, and then just sit down after.
Yeah. And this would be almost like summertime, innit, and it'd be so nice and cool inside.
Talk about deep stuff as well, and it's nice, man.
I remember my profile, contact picture for Muhammad. Yeah, yeah. It's still one of the pictures we took in the mosque where he's just lying down on the floor.
With the spotlight. Yeah, I remember.
It's hilarious.
Man, what were we talking about before?
I don't even remember, bro. I just remember that nice environment, bro. Yo, we go to that corner shop as well, innit? The newsagent. Grab a nice cold drink, bro.
Yeah.
After, bro, yo, remember that time? After I got out of a thingy, after like a day in it, I just went for a day for Intercalf.
We went to
went to Dean's, innit, just to get some food. And the guy just gave us all the stock because it was just like leftover.
Yeah, I remember that,
man.
It's just a stack of
chicken upstairs, bro. Go downstairs. We stuffed it.
Iftikhar. It was good times. Iftikhar.
It was good times, man. Yeah, man.
Even though Saud only did it for one day.
I only did it one day, bro.
Guy bailed on me like after a day, bro.
But honestly, like, I think I'm just too addicted in it to not like having. But and you know what? Now I think because I know, alhamdulillah, like, I think I've learned the value of like having some quiet time because of COVID, innit. So if I did it now, I might do it longer. Like 10 days is still quite a lot for me, like personally. So I might do like 5 or something, and inshallah, like 10, I can aim for 10.
Inshallah.
But yeah, inshallah.
But Muhammad, mashallah, let's smash out the 10. Big ups, Muhammad.
But I'm not gonna lie, man. It's like it was a very I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't very isolated.
Yeah.
Per se.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it was my first time doing it as well. Mm. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun, and it was very beneficial.
That's good, man.
You know, obviously, you get so much more time to yourself to actually like read Quran and stuff like that. But yeah, I guess going back to what were we talking about before? We were talking about like the constant need for stimulation in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've noticed it for myself in quarantine. Like I'll have like an evening free, and I'm like, oh man. I don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
And that in itself would just depress me, you know? It would just make me upset. And I realized, like, yo, if I went back, like Saud just mentioned, I did itikaf, bro, for 10 days, 10 whole days.
You did the whole 10?
Yeah, what? I did the whole 10, innit? When I came out of itikaf, bro, I remember I felt like coming out of an airport, bro. You know, when you go to another country, you get out of the airport and like the air is different. Different air hits you, bro. It felt like that, bro. You know, after 10 days. I'm like, I did that. This was a couple of years ago, innit? It wasn't like very recent, innit?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, if I tried doing that now, would I be able to, man? Like, bro, I'm crying over 2 hours of not being bored. Wouldn't I be able to go 10 days by myself, you know?
It's because of the vibe, like, again, and the feeling, the mindset. You're not in, bro, it. You're not fully
like,
in it.
It's like, bro, why do I hate being by, like, being with myself so much?
Yeah.
You get what I mean? You know, why do I hate my own company so much? Why do I need to constantly, like, you know, when, like, let's say all of us here, subhanAllah, even the people that are listening in it, alhamdulillah, we're blessed to be so educated that we can be thinking about these sort of topics and, like, you know, doing something productive with our lives, innit? Why is it when we're like this, we don't want to spend time with ourselves, but we want to spend time watching Netflix, man.
Yeah.
We want to spend time, like, looking, like, watching something that's maybe a bit funny in it, but ultimately does nothing for you, bro.
Yeah, it brings you no benefit. Instead
of spending time by yourself, bro. You get what I mean?
Yeah. I agree, man. 100% I agree.
Yeah, and I guess it's like, yeah, it's that short-term dopamine hit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's something I definitely, inshallah, want to fix in Ramadan. You know, have control over, you know, reclaim inshallah, a bit, yeah. You know?
Enjoy your own company.
Enjoy my own company, not crying over being bored, you know? Yeah, I feel like I've said that, I've said it to a lot of people, you know? I'm like, I'm so bored, Ben. Yeah, damn it, please.
The sad thing is, there's going to be so a time bored. When you won't have that chance anymore either, like, you know?
That's true.
Especially when you're working, that's you true. Have no opportunity to even think about being bored, you know?
Yeah, well, no, but that's work, a beautiful thing, isn't it? That balance here. Right now, leisure is so boring. Like, watching stuff, anything, is just boring because, like, there's just so much of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we didn't have Corona in it, so if I was out for the entire day and then I come home at night, bro, the time I spend by myself, I love it, man. Mm. I love it. But it's because I'm not out all day.
Yeah.
I'm at home all day. I'm always spending time by myself.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it's boring.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why, obviously, we always need that balance in it.
Yeah, 100%.
You can't enjoy pleasure without having to work for it.
Yeah.
You know, without having to do the work before in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just meh, bro. You know? But yeah.
Do you want to wrap it up?
True.
Yeah, sure, man. Sure. Do you guys have anything to say? What?
Nah, not particularly.
Mo is weird. That's it.
I agree.
actually, yeah, no, wait. You told me the other day, just one last thing. That's why it was you that told me, not too long ago, that free time that you have when you've earned it, such as you've had a long day, you've been busy or whatever.
Yeah.
Feels so much better than
it feels so nice,
the free time that we have now, just like being free.
Yeah,
because it's like such a stress relief.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
that the build-up of stress is good, but like it feels like you enjoy it more because you're like, finally I got some time to myself.
Yeah. No, it makes sense, man. It's I guess it's equivalent to, like, let's say, okay, you went to sleep at night, innit? You wake up in the morning, and sometimes you feel bit tired, right? So you go back to sleep, innit? Fair enough. Then imagine you wake up again and you go back to sleep again. It's not gonna feel nice, in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're gonna feel very uncomfortable in bed because you've been in bed for so long. You've already slept.
Yep.
You know, there's no point sleeping again when you've already slept. It's the same thing, in it. No point of watching movies again. You've already watched the movie, my guy. You know what I mean? You know, no point of enjoying yourself again. You've already enjoyed yourself. Like, do some work first. You know.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. I'm just kind of like that, really.
I think just to finish off, kind of, I think, you know, obviously, we said this many times, we ain't no scholars around here, innit? But
I ain't no scholar. You heard me, folks.
Just in terms of, like,
I ain't no scholar.
Just in terms of a point, innit? I think this, you know, you could interpret this as, and don't quote me on this, but this is just my personal opinion. I would interpret this anyway as Allah basically giving me a sign saying, listen, you're going to be really busy in the next few years, so here's a lot of time off and ability to just relax right now, yeah, and do whatever you want and progress yourself and develop yourself, and if you don't do it in this time, you're going to regret it. Yeah.
Yeah, Allah, can you postpone my time off to when lockdown's over?
To my entire life. Well, you're gonna be even more bored than you are now.
Imagine that would be like the biggest L. Like, you have so much free time during lockdown. As soon as lockdown ends, boom.
You're just back in it. Yeah, exactly. Like, to me, at least I think of it as some sort of sign to say, listen, Allah's giving me this opportunity to professionally and Islamically develop myself, right? To some extent. And do the stuff I've been wanting to get done for ages, right? In terms of either I want to or I need to or whatever, just get it done, because there might be, you know, Allahu Alam, they might be after lockdown, or, you know, after COVID restrictions end or whatever, I might be stuck in a grind for the next 10 years, and I would just keep regretting this missed opportunity.
That is so true, man. That is so true.
Right. Well, I mean, still though, I'd rather have breaks throughout than have one massive one.
Yeah, I get you. But no, it makes sense. It makes sense. You know, it's like, so I was just like predicting his future. Rocky, like, yeah, I'm gonna have a hectic next year. But sounds 2022 is gonna be
one. Everything you get sent down is some sort of sign in it. Everything you experience is some sort of sign in some way. So,
and everything is balanced as well. You know, every hardship comes ease. You know. I guess with that said, we'll end the episode here. Should I say this separately? Okay, I'll say this bit separately, and so I'll just end it.
Okay.
But yeah, okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, found it beneficial. If so, please make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, share it with your friends and your family. And yeah, with that said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam. Peace. Peace out. Brothers and sisters,
and see, at the end, I still remember to say assalamu alaikum.